You'll hear two people organising a going away party for a mutual friend. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hey Bruce, looks like we got some planning to do for Albert's going away party, right?
There are certainly some things we have to talk about now.
Yeah, that's better than doing everything at the last minute.
Okay, so I can write some notes as we talk.
Sure thing.
So, when should we have the party?
He goes to Thailand on the 26th of August.
Okay, let's have it on the 24th then.
Yes, let me see. That's a Friday. That'd be perfect.
Now, where should we have it? At a bar or a club?
You know, I think he would like something really intimate, nothing too loud. A restaurant would be good. Maybe the Apple Tree Grill?
Great place, sounds good.
Okay, now we have to think about who to invite.
Well, his best friend from college.
Sure.
And his cousins?
Right.
Oh yes, his co-workers.
Yeah, okay, his co-workers and his boss.
Any other people?
How about his yoga classmates?
He does love yoga, but that might be too many people.
I suppose so.
I can email and text message the invitations. When should I send them?
We should send them out soon, but not too early.
How about the 16th of August then?
Well, why not give it a few more days? The 13th?
All right, I think that's a good time too. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Okay now, we have to think of a gift.
Should we all get one?
No, I was thinking we could all give money for the party and the gift. You know, something really nice.
Yeah, that'd be better than getting him little things individually. I can ask for the money.
Thanks for doing that. How much should we ask for?
I think we should ask for maybe $15 each. Is that too much?
No, not at all. He's going away for 2 years. That would give us about $150.
That's a good amount.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking we could get him something practical.
Yes, especially since he's going abroad.
Something he could use, something that's also portable.
We could get him an article of clothing, perhaps, or maybe even a pair of shoes.
Shoes are nice, but they might wear out easily, especially where he's going.
Maybe a book light?
A what?
Yeah, he loves to read, and a book light would be very convenient when he travels.
Okay, that's one good gift idea. Did you write that down?
Yep.
Now, we need to think about reservations at the restaurant.
Well, we should get their big banquet room, yeah?
Yes, definitely. Should we ask the restaurant to prepare a buffet?
Isn't that expensive?
No, I don't think it is.
A buffet dinner sounds cheaper than everyone ordering individual meals.
Definitely.
How about drinks?
They can buy drinks themselves, or bring their own.
Okay.
Yeah, it would cost too much if we bought drinks ourselves.
Certainly.
We have to ask someone to bring an MP3 player. The restaurant has speakers and we can hook it up for music.
Sounds good.
Actually, there is one more thing that I thought we should do since Albert is leaving for such a long time.
What were you thinking of?
Maybe we could have a slideshow of all the fun times we've had.
That'll take a little bit of work, but I think it's a great idea.
Actually, in the invitation, can you ask for some photos people have of him?
Yeah, definitely.
I can scan them or people can send me digital photos they have.
All right. I'll tell them when I send out the invitations.
Then I can make a little presentation.
I can't wait to see his reaction.
Yeah, especially that one picture where...